I checked my .45 for slugs. I took out a .50 rifle from the drawer of my desk and killed it. The door opened. She entered wearing nothing but a smile. I remember the way she was in my arms the night before, like molten lava. I gotta stop living like this. I'm a greengrocer from Pearly.
There will now be an intermission during which our sales staff will visit all parts of the cinema, selling ices, cold drinks, chocolates, cigarettes, hair dryers, second-hand cars, gold bullion, and pieces of Africa. And if you want to be naughty with the manager's wife, we can arrange anything for a prize.
Here, Glad, do you fancy some nuts?
Yeah.
Right, you can have this lot.
Hello, Cheeky.
Hello, Cheeky.
Hello, Cheeky.
Hello, Cheeky.
Hello.
Hello.
Bring back Razor Lump. And now, in our series, Famous Paintings on Radio, we present The Boyhood of Raleigh.
Yaboo, spotty.
As you will have gathered, dear listener, hello, Eric. Our theme this week is art. Art takes many forms, such as tat, trap, and retard.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. It's John's turn to speak, and he's still in the loo.
Man's desire. Oh, man's desire. To express himself through artistic means goes back to the dawn of time. For instance, before he acquired sophistication and intelligence, man's effort at music sounded something like this.
It's one of those songs that can make you recall a ride in the springtime, a walk in the fall.
Then came the invention of the wheel, which led to the... which led to the trombone and the Huddersfield Choral Society.
Hence the expression, you can lead a trombone to the Huddersfield Choral Society, but you can't make it drink, unless it happens to be played by Jimmy Edwards. In which case, you can't stop it. Meanwhile, on the deck of a luxury yacht in between the poop and the bollard...
Darling, it's a beautiful yacht, isn't it? It's like a dream come true, us being here.
Yes, Morris.
Darling.
Yes, Morris.
Let's make love on deck.
Oh, Morris, not in the middle of the boat show.
And now... Now, here in the studio is Mr. Alopecia Hang Glider, who is going to show us some interesting things you can do with wire coat hangers.
Oh.
Well, that's one he obviously hadn't planned on. So here is some music.
Meanwhile, on a Glasgow to London express roaring through Rotherham.
Well, Charles, have a good weekend.
Not too bad. Went to a wife-swapping party in Gleneagles.
Any good?
Yes, got a set of golf clubs for mine.
Coffee, gentlemen?
Thank you.
Steward.
Sir?
He hasn't been round with the cups yet.
Oh.
Hello, Cheeky's postbag, in which we read some of the letters from you to us that prove that you're as daft as we are.
Dear Hello, Cheeky, my name is Edith, my mother's name is Margaret, my grandmother's name is Dorothy, and when I went to check up on my great-grandmother's name, I found that the present vicar's name is Herbert. Is this a record?
Dear Hello, Cheeky...
Well, is it? Answer me.
Anything, you beautiful creature. Dear Hello, Cheeky, I do not know whether Dennis King does request, but if so, I have one for him. Will he please close the lid and go and get an honest job?
That's not nice, that's not nice.
You don't know the half of it. This is from your wife.
Dear Hello, Cheeky, is John Junkin the same man I knew during the war in Scotland? He was always so witty and amusing.
Could be.
He was the life and soul of our amateur dramatic society.
Yes.
And a great one for the girls.
Oh, must be.
Also, he still owes me £3.
No, another one. there was a lot of them about at the time, you know.
Home hints the handyman, and why not?
how to make a bed light.
Get up off it.
Meanwhile, in a fortune teller's tent, in the middle of the rush hour on the lifeline.
Right, dearie, let's read the cards. Seven of spades, two of diamonds, eight of clubs.
Oh. But what does it mean?
Means I'm playing pontoons and five card tricks only.
In that case, I must inform you that I am Detective Sergeant Grimwald. What have you to say to that?
Oh. You're going to meet a tall, fat bride.
Oh, no, I'm not.
No, I read the cards wrong. I'm going to meet a short, thin magistrate.
Hiya, Mystic Powers. You know, my mother was the seventh son of a seventh son.
How did she manage that?
It was before they had dope tests. I can read the future. I know what you're going to say next.
What?
I knew you were going to say that.
Rubbish.
I knew you were going to say that as well.
Tim, don't be such an idiot.
And that.
Oh, Tim!
And that. And that.
Oh!
I knew you were going to say that.
Oh, don't you stop.
I knew you were going to say that.
Knicker twist, rubber band.
I didn't know you were going to say that.
Hi, fans. Dennis, I knew I was going to come on now. King here. I wonder what I'm going to say next. I know it's going to be witty because I'm like that. My wife's gone to the West Indies. Barbados, no, they let anybody in. See what I mean?
Dennis, get off.
You're dead.
I knew you were going to say that.
What do you mean you've got a set of golf clubs for yours?
Continuing our study of art.
He tries. God knows he tries.
Let us now take a look at the pre-Raphaelites. Oh, one of them's picking wax out of his ear with a match, so perhaps it's not quite the moment. Let's turn to sculpture. We all know Rodin's kiss.
I don't. He just shook hands with me.
No! It's a statue.
Rubbish. That's one of those black things you have in the front room.
How do you mean?
You know, you pick it up and you say, statue.
Meanwhile, at the Battle of Agincourt.
Once more unto the breach, dear friends, once more. Oh, come on, dear friend. Come to the breach. Oh, come on, Charlie, you come. They'll all follow you.
I'm having me tea.
Oh, bring it with you. I don't mind.
Oh, I'm meeting a bird, is that fun?
Bring her along to the breach. We'll make it a do. I've ordered a big can of beer and the wife's making some sandwiches.
Oh, I don't think I can.
The last time I have you round the palace for a game of snooker.
Oh.
Just have a moment. I'm a lover of Shakespeare.
Your private life's your own concern.
No. No, I've just completed a thesis entitled Shakespeare or Bacon. Or would you prefer the continental breakfast?
It's been set to music by Dennis King, the Quasimodo of the keyboard. And here to sing it for you is a man who once attacked a soprano from the Black and White Minstrels.
They all look alike to me, you know.
Tickle a pickle for Easter. Tickle a pickle, I beg. Don't tickle a truffle and even plum duffle. Be no good and not a spoiled egg. Don't tickle a pickle for Easter. A quick pickle tickle or two. A tickle that's quickle, bring joy to a pickle. A quite simple trickle, be bliss to a pickle. A dime or a nickel, no good, don't be fickle. So tickle a pickle, please do. Yes, tickle a pickle, please do.
Or rape a grape.
During that song, we had a phone call from a Mr. A. Hitler of Brazil. He said he wasn't allowed to get away with things like that, so why were we?
Or grapple an apple. And now, here is Julian Gussett, who's been racing at Kempton Park.
Wasn't worth it, really. I was beaten by a horse.
The Scum newspaper is the newspaper for you. In the Scum tomorrow, new bathing in Pearly. A 14-month-old baby speaks out. The sex life of the single man. Would it improve if he got a girl? Bob Monkhouse tells it all. In the words of Les Dawson, Ken Dodd, Morecambe and Wise, and six LPs he bought in America. No offense, Bob. But the deliberate mistake in Harold Wilson and winning a weekend for two on Mrs. Mills. All this and left in the Scum tomorrow.
Did you know that Mungo Park was responsible for exploring the River Niger?
Did you know that Merle Park was responsible for creating many roles with the Royal Ballet?
And did you know that Hyde Park was responsible for doubling the birth rate in central London?
Meanwhile, in a pet shop.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
I was thinking about buying a pet dog.
Yes, sir. Would you like a peek?
That's very kind of you, but can we talk about the pet first?
Meanwhile, in Cornwall, during the floral dance...
Here, Arthur. I don't half feel a fool dancing with this hollyhock.
That's not a hollyhock, you fool. That's Vanessa Redgrave.
What's she doing down here?
She's revolting.
I know that, but what's she doing down here?
And now it's time for our new panel game, Shout a Lot. Three members of our studio audience, picked entirely at random, with a boat hook, are going to shout in the microphone, and the one who shouts the loudest will win Buckingham Palace. Right, off you go. Well, our applause meter shows that that's a dead hit between the three of you. So that means one of you gets Buckingham Palace and the other two win a cough suite. Now, tell me, madam, you're the lucky winner. Now that you've won Buckingham Palace, what are you going to do with it?
Oh, we shall just carry on living there as usual.
If you want to play Shout a Lot, send us a photograph of yourself in coronation robes and shout your name and address down a manhole. Good night!
That was Shout a Lot, our new panel game, which we don't think is very good, but at least Frank Muir isn't in it. Hello.
Hello, this I'm Frank Muir.
No, it isn't.
Dennis Norden?
Never.
Oh, Lady Barnett.
Oh, what can we do for you, Isabel?
Well, I'm doing any questions on Friday, and I don't know what to wear.
Why not pearls? They go well with basic black.
Oh, you're a treasure.
You're welcome.
I'm not really Lady Barnett, you know. I'm Shirley Bassey doing funny voices.
You always have, dear.
And now, over to our interview studio, where Beowulf Eggplant is talking to the wallpaper.
Good evening. For the benefit of our listener, you are white wallpaper with red stripes.
No, I'm actually red wallpaper with white stripes.
I'm sorry. You also must be a pretty dull job hanging around all day.
Yes, it is, but I stick to it.
Oh. How did you start? Have you always been wallpaper?
No, when I was much younger, I was a pastel pink toilet roll.
Well, why did you change?
My father disapproved of the low company I was keeping. And he made me take a job as some paper kitchen towel. I was with Fanny Craddock for a while, but she kept hitting Johnny with me, so I left.
Then I believe you met Mr. Sanderson, who gave you your big break.
That is true. He is known as the Hughie Green of the wallpaper world.
Do you have any future ambition?
Well, I should like to emulate my father. He made it big. They print the Daily Express on him. What you might call a leading role. I think I'm quite witty for wallpaper.
I think you're very silly.
I'm silly and you're sitting here talking to wallpaper.
Well, if that's your attitude... That'll learn him.
Meanwhile, in an exclusive double-fronted slum...
You're late, young old. Where have you been?
Down at the airport, Dad. Watching Concorde.
Stop it. You'll go deaf.
I saw in the paper that Max Bygraves had had an operation. Hmm. They gave him a local anaesthetic and removed his talent.
When was this?
1947.
1947. What a year that was. You know, I enjoyed it so much, I kept it going till 1951. My father was livid.
Why?
He was due to retire in 1948. When he finally got the gold watch, it was 3 years slow.
And now, an excerpt from Tom Brown's school days.
Excuse me, are you Flashman?
How did you know?
I recognise the raincoat.
You little oik. Have you ever been held over an open fire in your tight trousers and roasted?
No.
Burns a bum, you know.
And now here is Dudley Function to talk about the Upper Amazon.
She's only got one boob, so she can shoot her iris proper.
And now I'd like to demonstrate my latest invention.
What do you call it?
I call it the...
What does it do?
Well, mainly. But sometimes.
Could you give us a demonstration?
Certainly. Ah, well, back to the drawing board. Oh, have that on the house.
Mr. Entwistle, I realise you are a wealthy man and chairman of several companies, and I am but a humble clerk, but I should like to marry your daughter.
I haven't got a daughter.
I know, but I wanted to get in early.
Don't be so ridiculous.
Oh, well. Is your Reg spoken for?
Yes, he's going to marry a statue of Florence Nightingale.
Oh, how about your wife?
We'd have more fun with a statue of Florence Nightingale.
Are you available?
Look, young man, what's all this about? I'm not saying yes or no. What's it all about?
Well, I must be honest, I lost all my money in the city.
Business ill?
No, hole in my trousers.
I've done this. Miss Champing, bring me in a meanwhile, will you?
Yes, sir.
Stupid girl, that's not a meanwhile, that's a stranger than truth.
I'm sorry, sir, I was up all night robbing a bank.
Oh, all right. Stranger than truth.
Arnold Cartwheel of Chesterley Street has invented a revolutionary new toaster. Every 3 minutes, a small hand holding a glass comes out and says, "The Queen, God bless her."
Meanwhile, in the Wright Brothers workshop at Kitty Cat,
Kitty Hawk.
Please yourself, but there goes Sunday lunch.
Orville, I reckon with any luck, by the end of this year, we should have a flying machine in the air.
I think you could be wrong, Wilbur. This end, I've been working on a submarine.
Speaking of the Wright brothers, do you remember Zazu Pitts? When they closed those, my father was out of work for 3 months. People complain about the welfare state. And while we're in a musical mood, cop hold of this.
That number has been recently recorded by the Dennis King Trio. And if you're not very good, we'll send you a copy. Mr. King?
Yes?
I've got a cable for you.
Really?
Yeah, they've asked me to tie it round you and drag you away.
Meanwhile, in a hospital, just next to the man with his leg up...
Sorry, nurse.
We eavesdrop behind the screen.
Nurse. This has got to come off.
No, Doctor.
How dare you argue with me?
It's my frock you're talking about.
True.
Here is a newsflash. Oh, grow on you. A BBC current affairs producer has been sacked for having an affair with a current.
And with that, over to the what?
Get on, get on.
Oh, all right. Where are we going?
I'm taking you on a blind date with your wife.
How's it a blind date, then?
I'm driving with the eyes shut.
Here is another newsflash. Police are looking for two men on a motorcycle with their eyes shut, going the wrong way round Cyril Smith. Our reporter asked Mr. Smith for a comment, but couldn't get near enough to hear what he was saying.
Meanwhile, at a fruit and vegetable show, just next to two tomatoes and a cucumber, rather unfortunately placed.
And his trampoline, not showing this year?
No, Vicar. My husband doesn't like miniskirts.
Well, I have nothing against miniskirts myself. It's those low-cut blouses I look down on.
You're very rude for a vicar.
I'm not a vicar. I'm a dirty old man with this collar on back to front. Give us a kiss.
Ladies and gentlemen, at this point, I should like everyone over the age of 21 to rise, don a stiff dicky, and spit out of the window to celebrate the fact that last night at the National Ballroom Dancing Championships, Patrick Campbell and partner won the Hesitation Waltz by 2 hours. Thank you. And now, you thrilled to a man called Hort.
You flocked to a man called Cannon.
You warmed to a man called Ironside.
Now, doze off to
a man called Arthur Littlehampton.
He rode in a humping parver to stride his little moped. He wiped his nose with the back of his hand and said, "This bird looks dead." Little did the citizens know they were in for one of those nights as the stranger tethered his moped outside of Timothy White.
Ah, hello, Bubbles. You're a stranger around these parts, aren't you?
Yep. Just a museum through from Purley to Hayward Heath. Is there a hotel in this one traffic-warden town?
No, but you could come home with me.
Where'd you live?
Edinburgh, but it'd make it worth your while.
Oh.
With true love dawning in her eyes, she gave him a cheeky grin. He hit her right between the eyes with a bottle of aspirin.
Here, I know you. What? I've seen your picture and exchange of marks. You're the notorious Arthur Littlehampton. Wishes to exchange 78 of Berylin for stag at face ice cream.
Smile when you say that, kid.
Why?
I'm a part-time dentist. I think you need a fill-in.
Oh.
And at the same time, I could fix those two loose teeth.
What loose teeth?
Those loose teeth.
Why'd you do that?
I don't want you a squealing to the law about me, kid. I know there's a Staggart Bay fire screen in Humping Parver, and it's mine, I tell you, mine. Drop those licorice all sorts and get your hands up.
You can knock a kid like me about, but you'll get yours in a minute.
What do you mean?
Here comes blonde, buxom, Elsie Farmelow, 35, mother of two, and part-time traffic warden.
Why are you talking like that, kid?
I want to be a reporter for the Sun when I grow up.
If you grow up.
Oh.
Now then, moped on double yellow.
Hold it right there, sister. Lay a hand on that moped and I'll fill you full of licorice all sorts.
Hey, aren't you Arthur Littlehampton of Dalton's Weekly fame? We'll exchange autographed photo of Derek Roy for Staggart Bay fire screen.
What if I am? These licorice all sorts are loaded. Make one move and I'll let you have them.
Ah, well, a girl's got to do what a girl's got to do. But go easy on the coconut ones, they get stuck in me dentures. Here we go. Time, 4:23 p.m.
Okay, baby, you asked for it.
Elsie's face as she slumped to the ground was the face of one who's seen hell, as he let her have the all-sorts, the coconut ones as well. Arthur rode on down the street in search of the whatchamacallit. Sounds of revelry led him to the bar of the Cock and Wallet.
Howdy.
Evening, Scruff.
Okay, barkeep. Hit me with a glass of stout. Thank you. Now could I have one to drink? You wouldn't have a Staggart Bay fire screen in a crummy joint like this, would you?
This is no crummy joint, stranger. This here is the best-run pub in these parts.
Don't give me that. A decent joint wouldn't have a pianist like that. Fat, greasy, 3 days' growth of stubble. I'm going to put a licorice all sort right through that moth-eaten hat.
I wouldn't do that, sir.
Why not?
That's the what?
Time's a-wasting, bartender. I'm going to get it all out in the open.
Down the passage, second on the left.
Nope. I want you all to listen to my story.
Took five of the 14th blasted bunker. Good Lord, Cedric. There's a blasted licorice all sort in my gin.
I said quiet. Another word and you'll get the full force of this sherbet fountain.
Who the devil are you?
The name's Arthur Littlehampton.
Good Lord. Evening Standard classified. We'll exchange pre-war tandem and kilt for Staggered Bay fire screen.
Yes. I know there's one in this village somewhere, and...
Look, I know where it is, and I'll tell you, but for God's sake, put the safety catch on those licorice all sorts. You put a pink one right through Cedric's pims.
That weren't no accident, buddy. Talk and talk fast. Commuters speak with forked tongue. So the fire screen belongs to Miss Coyle, the district nurse.
Yes, yes. Word in your ear. Bit of a goer.
Thank you. I'll mosey on down to her place, get the fire screen and have me flu jabs while I'm at it.
So he rode down to Miss Coyle's house, still searching for the screen. She wasn't pretty and she wasn't ugly, just somewhere in between. Pretty ugly.
You, Miss Coyle?
I am, so I am.
One at a time. I have ridden from the north of Pudsey clear across the country, killing, raping, pillaging, and staying at youth hostels.
But why would you be doing that, you with the smooth eyes and the baby blue face?
Well, when I was just a kid...
Shut up.
My ma was stole by Indians, who took her to live in their teepee in Bradford. And ever since, I have sworn I would own a Staggert Bay fire screen at whatever the cost.
Oh, well, I have one here I was just going to throw out. You can have it.
I'll fill you full of sherbet. I'll blast you with a licorice. Oh, sir. Hey, well, I'll be moseying on then. Ta-ra.
The folks of that village ended that day very different from what they began. Because their lives had all been touched by this extremely boring man. Everybody, Arthur, Arthur, little Hampton. He found the Staggert Bay fire screen. Arthur, Arthur, little Hampton. He found the Staggert Bay fire screen.
Good afternoon. Cheeky. Ah! Cheerio! Sayonara,
Cheeky. That was Hello, Cheeky with Tim Brooksdale, Barry Cryer and John Junkin. The script was Barry Cryer and John Junkin, music by the Dennis King Trio, and the program produced by Bob Oliver Rogers.
Toodaloo, and you.
Get him in.